Joining us live with the latest on the crisis in the Gulf is AP correspondent Tamara Lush, who's in New Orleans. Tamara, BP is saying they want to replace the cap on that broken well with a sturdier one, which is still actually being designed, and they want to do it ahead of hurricane season in the next 3 or 4 weeks. What do you know about these latest plans?
Well, good morning, Lisa and Phil. How are you?
Good, good. Nice good, to hear thanks. From you.
Good. Good. Well, here's the situation with the cap. BP said it plans to replace the cap perhaps later this month or early next month. We're getting both reports. And they want to put a slightly bigger one that will provide a tighter fit and collect more oil. Apparently, it would give BP better containment than what they have now with the existing cap. But they are still acknowledging, both BP and the government are saying, that it's difficult to say exactly how much oil is coming from the well, how much is being captured by the current cap, and whether or not the new cap will work. I think they're hoping that the new cap will provide a tighter fit and will work.
And there's also the risk, though, when they take it off to replace it, that it's going to spew out more oil in the meantime. So hopefully they're going to be confident that they can get the new one on fitting better.
Precisely. We've spoken to some experts that say they're hopeful it's going to work, but hoping and actually working are two vastly different things.
Yeah, President Obama used some colorful language yesterday in his Get Tough policy now on the government's response. And I wonder how the residents are taking all of this there. I don't know if you've spoken to them and the business community, how they're faring. Do they expect that they're going to receive the help, financial or otherwise, that they need to keep going?
Well, I think it varies by state, and I think that especially in the tourism industries of Florida, people are very worried that whether or not they're going to get the help, whether or not, even if oil doesn't come to the beaches, there's a perception that the beaches will be oiled, even if they're not, and people are starting to lose money. I think especially in places like Florida, along beach communities of Alabama and Mississippi, I really believe that people are starting to panic and wondering, how long will this go on? Will we be reimbursed? And how will we be affected in the long term?
Yeah, that's a tough one. And there have been reports that people who are cleaning up the spill or working around it are becoming sick. Have you heard any new reports on this? Does it seem to be escalating?
Well, I haven't heard that people are, whether it's escalating. I do know that the heat is posing a real problem. For instance, yesterday at Fort Jackson, where near the coast in Louisiana, where people were helping rescue the birds and clean the birds, one person had a real problem with the sweltering heat and actually, fainted because of the heat as they were cleaning the birds.
Yeah, well, Tamara, you stay out of the heat, wear a hat, some sunblock, and stay safe. And thank you so much for your report.